Hey everyone, welcome to English in the Morning. I'm your teacher, Stefania. This is a show about practicing English listening for people like you who want to use these minutes to improve your listening skills. Have you ever struggled with the pronunciation of some words? Well, in this episode, we'll look at some words that might be difficult to some people. I have had many students in the last 25 years from different cultures and different countries. It's almost inevitable to avoid that your first language influences your pronunciation. I'm not talking about the accent. You don't have to speak with the same accent as an English native speaker, but if you mispronounce a word, you may say something you did not want to. Some words seem to be difficult for German-speaking people, for example, like those starting with V. Some people struggle with the sounds V and W, and if you do not train your ears and listen carefully, you may pronounce water and winter like Wasser and Winter very well. Here you have both sounds very well. Window, window. If your first language is related to Latin, you may tend to pronounce all the letters in the words like in your first language. But if you listen to the other episodes of this podcast about pronunciation, it's not always the case in English. There's a mistake, though, that can happen to speakers of many other languages. The past form of regular verbs. You learn that the simple past form is adding ed. But did you learn that there are three different forms to pronounce the ed ending? The id sound comes after infinitives that end with or d. I need, needed. I hate, hated. I hated that T. The d sound comes after infinitives that end in a voiced sound, like enjoy, enjoyed. I enjoyed my vacation. Enjoy, enjoyed. The t sound comes after infinitives that end in an unvoiced sound, like pick, picked. I picked some flowers in my garden. I picked some flowers in my garden. Pick, picked. Well, listeners, that's it for this episode. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this show, leave a positive review and a comment. And don't forget to tell your friends and family about the podcast. Bye.